So, Lee, what is Huntsman?
Huntsman is a telescope that is currently operating in remote New South Wales, about a 7-hour drive north of Sydney. It's kind of an odd telescope in the sense that it's not one big telescope that's pointing at very distant sources. It's actually a telescope that's made up of 10 separate lenses. These are Canon lenses, and they all point at the same target. And what the Canon lenses are really good at doing is preserving really faint structures around distant galaxies. Even bigger telescopes, because of the way that they're designed, they kind of ruin the really absolute faintest things that we can see. The Huntsman telescope is designed to see that structure, which tells us about galaxies, which tells us about how galaxies grow, which then helps us better understand how our galaxy, the Milky Way, came to be.
What sets Huntsman apart from other traditional telescopes?
The trouble with the big mirrors is you usually have to have a big support structure that's holding up the whole telescope, and the light has to go through that support structure. Now, it doesn't impact normal astronomy observations, the fact that the light is going by these beams that are holding up the telescope. But in the really faint part of the universe that I'm excited about looking at, you need to start worrying about that support structure and how it's slightly bending light as it's traveling through it to the wrong location on your camera. And that just ruins the image. It's kind of like blurring. And so that's why big mirror-based telescopes, they're just not designed for really faint observations. The Canon lenses are not mirror-based, so they're just using glass lenses to focus the light. And because there's nothing in the path of the lenses, it's just glass, the light is less likely to go in the wrong location. It's more likely to go exactly where you want it to go. And in that way, you can actually start to get enough light of really faint structures and actually detect really faint, diffuse structures like around galaxies.
What information will we be able to gather about the universe from the targets that Huntsman is going to be observing?
Galaxies are a big community where our sun, the star, just lives in that community. And the sun isn't alone. There's other stars. And even though we're pretty far away from the next star, in the past, the sun was probably in a star cluster with other stars. And so whatever happened in that event that produced the sun, it was probably influenced by the bigger galaxy that it lives within. But the trouble is understanding how that actually progressed and how that actually played out. We can't go back in time and see what the sun was doing 5 billion years ago when it was created. So instead, what people like myself do, or astronomers like myself, is we look at other galaxies. And by looking at enough of them, you start to see trends where you can see young galaxies that are just forming. You can see slightly older ones that allow you to start drawing a timeline of how galaxies form and then how they change with time. We have evidence that galaxies grow by consuming smaller galaxies. Our universe is really good at creating small little structures, but gravity and dark matter pulled them together and they started to glob together. And that produced the galaxies that we see today, much, much bigger than the mini galaxies from the beginning of the universe. But we still see that effect happening today, where tiny little mini galaxies are starting to kind of fall into the Milky Way. You might have seen the small and large Magellanic clouds in the southern sky. Those are two small galaxies that are currently falling into the Milky Way. They'll get destroyed, and the stars that are in the small mini galaxies will just become a part of the Milky Way, which is how maybe a lot of the stars actually formed. But the most interesting and useful part of the collision of two galaxies, turns out it's really faint. It's the stars that are just kind of diffusely falling off the collision because there's a lot of them. And if I can see more of them, I can get more detailed about the actual configuration that led to two galaxies forming, how the stars are going to end up in the ends when the two galaxies kind of completely become one. And that story of how things collide and make bigger galaxies is what I'm after. And I'm looking for really faint signatures or signs that give me more information about how that actually happens.
How does the cost of Huntsman compare to the cost of a similar traditional telescope?
The price difference. So if you were just to consider the equipment within Huntsman, it's probably approaching $500,000 worth of equipment. So this is everything you need to run a telescope. The facility around it is probably about $500,000 more. That's just the infrastructure to protect and run like a dome to house it. So it's about a $1 million project. If you compare it to let's say, an exciting major telescope named the Vera Rubin Observatory. It's a US-based telescope. It's going to have a mirror that's 8 meters in diameter. It's going to map out the entire night sky and collect a ton of data, like petabytes worth of data every 3 nights or something like that for 10 years. And that project, I think, I just recently saw it's about $800 million. And that, I mean, that's an entire nation needed to pool all the astronomers in US, made it the priority for the next decade. And so they were able to argue for that big price tag, but that kind of gives you a rough order of magnitude of one of the biggest telescopes and probably one of the most innovative ones in the next 10 years that will exist. So the price tag is very, very different.
Huntsman is innovative in that it uses existing consumer technology to focus in on very unique science. Do you think this is the future of astronomy?
I think what Huntsman is a great example of is the low-cost technology revolution that's kind of happening around us. The cameras that we use are based on a technology that's used in mobile phone cameras. 5-10 years ago, they were just not suitable for astronomy, but because of people buying and using and really enjoying smartphones, that entire camera industry has radically changed, and it's meant that I can benefit from it. I can use cameras that are cheaper and actually comparable to the cameras that we've been using for quite a long time in astronomy. So I think what Huntsman demonstrates really well is that use of technology that is off the shelf, so consumer grade equipment. It means that I can afford it to buy it at a university level. Normally, astronomers have to pool together their money across nations to fund, you know, multi-million, hundreds of million, even billion-dollar telescope facilities, which we all share, which is great. But using off-the-shelf technology, Canon lenses, cameras that are relatively cheap, means that I think we'll be able to do a lot more science that is kind of niche. So we'll design special purpose telescopes that can be leveraged off-the-shelf components more and more, answer a question, and then maybe once you're done answering that question, dismantle it, reassemble it in a different configuration, and kind of be a bit more nimble and reactive to what's out there, what's exciting. It means that I can kind of continually renew the technology in Huntsman and adapt it to newer and better technology and just do more interesting science with it.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Lee.
Awesome. Good to chat. Bye.